Mark, are there some fundamentals in the mix? Mark McKinnon right now, outstanding public Republican strategist and co-founder of No Labels. Is there something about running for president now that you did not experience in 08, 2000, and 2004?
Well, actually, Brian, there's some things that we recognize in 2000 and 2004 that I think that the party has forgotten about, and that is the importance of particularly demographic groups like Hispanics. And in that campaign in 2000 and 2004, we knew how important Hispanics were to the Republican Party's future, and we set a goal of getting 40% of that vote in 2000. We got 41. We set a goal of 43 because it was growing. We knew we had to get more in 2004, so we set a goal of 43, and we got 44. And, you know, for a growing demographic, for the Republican Party to get only 27% of that vote the other day, I mean, we're clawing our way to the bottom. And we are, you know, if we don't recognize that, and we can't be out there talking about self-deportation and jamming border governors for providing in-state tuition for children of immigrants. I mean, it's crazy.
So do you feel as though we have to open up the borders and pay for these social programs for people that don't belong here?
Brian, listen, I think there's so much more that the Republican Party can do. It's body language, it's tone, it's embracing it. And it's, you know, listen, I saw Republicans last night talking about how Hispanics think it's all about entitlements. That's not true. Republicans are great Hispanics are great entrepreneurs. They're small business owners. We have to start talking to them like they're part of the fabric of America. I heard people talking about how they're not part of traditional America. Republicans say George W. Bush would never say something like that. John McCain wouldn't say something like that. And we have got to embrace immigrants and embrace Hispanics and recognize the contributions they're making. You know, a lot of us just saying we welcome them and say we understand they're part of the fabric. It's as much in the language and the welcoming frame that we create as it is in the actual policies themselves.
So, do you agree that Mitt Romney does not get the nomination if he says I'm going to embrace the Bush/McCain immigration reform policies?
I think that we would have gone a long way toward moving that number up.
But he would never have gotten the nomination, correct?
I disagree with that.
You think?
I disagree.
Okay.
With that. I think that's in part how he took out Rick Perry, but I think that that's why in part why he lost the general election. And I think if that's the route to the nomination, then if we're gonna take out important constituencies to win primaries, then we're never going to win a general election.
So what do you take? So you take about the minorities, and you got to make sure that the Republican Party doesn't become the white party. That's absolutely true. What about the candidates? What about the Tea Party going forward? If you were in a Republican think tank and you knew the press would never be able to cover it or find out about it, what would you contribute?
Well, Brian, I think the most important thing is that we nominate somebody. You know, there's this big debate about where are they on the spectrum. I think the most important thing is not where are they ideologically on the spectrum of the Republican Party so much as it is that they're just clear and they're bold. I mean, there were a lot of people in America that disagreed with George W. Bush, but they liked the fact that he knew what he believed. He was principled. They knew what he was going to say. He stuck by it. They want strong leadership. So that's what's important. We've just got to have somebody who has a clear vision. And we don't have to all agree with it, but I think people will stand by somebody with a clear vision, even if they disagree with them, over somebody that's just not clear where the hell he's going.